Good morning, everybody. And Sharice, I had to, today is Monday, and it's the 30th of May. Tomorrow is the 31st, and then June 1st begins on Wednesday. Today is our new moon. It's also Memorial Day. And the new moon occurred this morning at 4:30 a.m. West Coast time, 6:30 a.m. Central time. We're going to read the Labors of Hercules for Gemini, the gathering of the golden apples of the Hesperides. And Therese, together in the ashram, let us open up our healing dimension and our bardos. And we invite everyone to join us today in humanity, all the children, all the kingdoms to join us in this meditation. And we call forth all those in need, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. We call them to stay and stand within the healing dimension. And let this meditation and these prayers, let our invocations and our teachings be a healing for them. Let them hear and listen, understand. Let them be comforted. So let us stand at the doorway of our ashram. Let us look down into the valley. And let us see all the children, all the kingdoms, all of humanity walking from Pisces to Aquarius. It is their great pilgrimage. We invite them to join us today with our meditation. And we look over the valley all the way to the rising sun reflected in the ocean. And we call in our group members, our families and friends and loved ones. We stand with those who came before us. It's a long lineage of those who prepared the way for us. And we prepare the way for those who come after us. We stand with the Christ and the hierarchy under the light of Shambhala and say our soul invocation. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed and perfect in my design. I am the soul. We identify as a soul. We stand in the center of a six-pointed star. We surround our country and people and government with a six-pointed star, the light of the soul. We surround our entire earth and all the leaders, all the countries and nations with a six-pointed star, so they too can have access to the soul. And with our creative imagination, we lift up the personality of all the beings and all the nations and all the leaders and all the peoples to the light of the soul. And then we stand within that light with them, calling humanity. We look up and see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good. This is the monadic triangle. It's a fiery triangle with tongues of fire. We surround our country once again in our nation, a republic, our true president, our government, with this fiery triangle. We expand it out to surround the entire earth, the kingdoms, the nations, the leaders. When the tongues of fire touch the hearts and minds of humanity, embedded within humanity is the will to good and the will to love. And this comes forth, it blazes forth actually. And the will to good becomes goodwill and right relations and peace and beauty and harmony. And within each of our relationships, we think and we make a promise that in all of our relationships to all the kingdoms, to all of humanity, we too have the will to good, the will to love. We have right relations. And in our relationships, we bring peace and beauty and harmony. When we have the will to good, we make right choices. So let us think about what is the will to good in all of our interactions with all of the people in our world, our country, those around us. The will to good, the will to love, creates goodwill. What is goodwill? Creates right relations. What would right relations be? And from this we create the love and the peace and the harmony that everything around us seeks. We stand within this triangle. We stand within the six-pointed star and the fiery triangle. We place the six-pointed star and the fiery triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. The spirit then comes forth and lifts up humanity's personality to the soul, little will, to the greater will. And we stand under the light of Gemini, the line of light beams. Gemini's task is to produce and let humanity see duality. This duality is basically the relationship between spirit and matter. And Gemini brings that forth. And let us now, as we stand under the light of Gemini, Ray 2, we read the Gemini task. Hercules is directed to search for the sacred tree of wisdom and to pick its golden apples. Asking to be shown the quickest way, Hercules is told that the way is long, that there are three fair maidens who cherish the tree and watch over its fruit, and that both tree and maidens are protected by a 100-headed dragon. Hercules is told that this labor holds 5 great tests, each affording scope for wisdom, understanding, and skill, but that unless he is vigilant and observant, he may fail to recognize those 5 tests. Hercules proceeds north, looking everywhere and asking everyone the way. But he fails to recognize the subtle hints offered by the messenger, Nereus. Nereus repeatedly comes to him in various forms. But he fails. And he turns south where he meets and wrestles with Antaeus, the serpent who overpowers him in every way, until Hercules lifts the serpent into the air and so vanquishes him. Happy and confident, he now goes west, where in this third stage of the labor, he meets Busiris, the arch deceiver and son of the waters, who claims to be the teacher and to know the truth. And without thinking, Hercules accepts him for what he seems to be. And Hercules loses his strength and finds himself bound to an altar. Gradually, Hercules realizes his mistake and, recalling the words of Nereus that truth lies within, manages to break free. Chastened but wiser from this failure, he continues his search and comes upon Prometheus in agony, chained to a rock and attacked by vultures. Ignoring his own urges to hasten upon his quest, Hercules frees Prometheus and nurses him back to health, enduring yet another long delay, but actually succeeding in this fourth stage of the labor. Hercules is worn out with wandering and with fear. He hears that the tree can be found near a distant mountain. He turns east, but is arrested by a sense of deep distress. Before him is Atlas, staggering under the load of the worlds. Atlas is bowed with pain, but he asks for no help. Hercules forgets his own search and rushes to aid him, lifting the burden from his brother onto his own back. The load, the great burden, rolls off Hercules, and Atlas and Hercules both stand free. With love, Atlas and the three maidens offer the golden apples to Hercules. Thus the labor concludes with a reminder that the way is marked by service and that deeds of love are signposts on the way. In this labor, the element of time is significant. Also, failure is also followed by eventual victory. The mission is clear. Let Hercules unfold the power to search without discouragement, without deception, without confusion, or too much great of speed. Let perseverance now be called upon. This test underlies the fact that the disciple must become a living illustration of his or her spiritual vision. One must become a living illustration of one's spiritual vision. All subjective and mental efforts are to be worked out on the physical plane. It is here on the physical plane that the mechanism of contact is developed. Remember, contact brings forth love. The mechanism of contact is developed, and knowledge is transmuted into wisdom. After the first two labors, the disciple needs to be aware of soul qualities. Remember, I, the soul, see my other self. And in the waning of that personality self, I, the soul, grow and glow. After the first two labors of Aries and Taurus, the Gemini disciple needs to be aware of the soul and the qualities of the soul. To recognize his presence in everyday life, in waking consciousness. Hercules initially fails in this, falling victim to the obstructions of glamour and deception. By eventually realizing this mistake, he can then find Prometheus, who symbolizes the god within, who must be rescued from the vultures of desire and selfishness. In freeing Prometheus, Hercules comes to understand the power of service and of love that frees the server as well as those he serves. But the ultimate test of this labor is illustrated by Hercules' contact with Atlas. Hercules, forgetting his own quest in an effort to help lift the burden of the whole world, Hercules demonstrates great compassion and selflessness, and in doing so, he frees both Atlas and himself and is handed the golden apples of his goal. These golden apples echo the one apple in the story of the Garden of Eden. That apple symbolized separation through knowledge of good and evil. Meaning, when we realized, came to knowledge of good and evil, we had to leave heaven. The golden apples represent purity and synthesis of the many, nourished by the one tree of life. The journey from Eve's single apple to the many of Hercules' golden apples is one of understanding through application of knowledge and the light of wisdom to the problems of love and to the problems of life. And remember, with Ray 2 in Gemini, one makes contact and love is released. Ray 2, love and wisdom. So the keynote of Gemini on the personality building level is let instability do its work. And on the soul level, I, the soul, recognize my personality self. And in that personality self, its light is waning. I, the soul, grow and glow. Gemini is a mutable sign. It's ruled by Mercury and Venus. It's a strong mental sign under the influence of Venus. And Gemini needs to learn to love with the mind and think with the heart. For the personality in Gemini, a critical task is to master communication. For those building the personality, this means learning to know who you are, communicating with, and how to understand them first. The Gemini native looks for the details and explores and analyzes them. Often one does not go very deep. There is a restlessness in Gemini. It manifests as an urge to seek something new, something exciting, something to explore. And this is the let instability do its work. Instability is a valuable key for understanding the scattered, changeable, non-relational aspects of the personality. Often, an unevolved Gemini can wreak havoc through its communication. The soul in Gemini, on the other hand, seeks to master the intellect, the abstract mind, and to develop a bridge of communication to the inner realm of spirit. That ancient mantra, I see my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow as a soul. The spiritually mature Gemini seeks to manifest effective communication and to establish a relationship between dualities. One must recognize the duality of the soul and the personality and work to bring them into effective communication. There is a perception of two selves. This provides insight into the duality inherent in Gemini and the need to make a choice. There are two aspects of self, the personality and the soul. The personality and the soul. One must choose at all times. Do I stand with the personality? Do I stand with the soul? The soul says, make contact. Love is released. And so, the golden apples of this myth is the love that comes forth when one makes contact with the heart and love is released. So we stand with the light of Gemini. The light of interplay, the line of light beams. Gemini reveals all that opposes the basic duality of manifestation, the relationship of form and matter. Gemini brings forth for all to see the conscious light of that relationship. And when we stand on the cardinal cross, Gemini, the individual, is used as a conscious vehicle for creating harmonious linkages in the world. One who stands on the cardinal cross under the light of the soul aligns and blends various conflicting forces. They act always as an agent for harmony in terms of group interrelations. They become a diplomat for peace and mutual understanding. They bring forth advances for the benefit of humanity. Gemini on the cardinal cross is completely aware of the spiritual implications of every activity. Gemini on the cardinal cross becomes an agent for the hierarchy, an intermediary of lights and of love. And this is the highest expression of the combination of Gemini and Venus in the human kingdom. So we stand with right human relations. The lower mind and the personality serve the higher mind and the soul. One has a holistic mind. One always synthesizes and harmonizes and co-directs the wind. And again, the soul says, I see my other self, my personality self, which I love and understand. And in the waning of that personality light, I, the soul, grow and glow. We stand with the ray two of the love and wisdom of Gemini when we apply it to ourselves. Everyone has Gemini in their chart. We bring forth that ray two love wisdom in the area of life that we find our Gemini. So now I'm going to end our meditation with our mantra of unification. And then our great invocation. We stand together now under the light of Gemini, ray two of love wisdom, dedicating ourselves to the will to good, the will to love, to goodwill, to right relations, to beauty and harmony. And we offer these to all the children of the world, and we offer them these words so that the children will know how to act and to be in our world at this time. We stand with them, and we say together, the sons of men are one, and we are one with them. We seek to love, not hate. We seek to serve and not exact due service. We seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life in all events, and bring to light the love which underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate. Outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. And our great invocation, our mantra of unification, the great healing mantra. And remember, standing in Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, Darjeeling. And at these points, remember seeing that lighthouse with the fire at the top. The lighthouse with the fire at the top. And we say together, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. And we say together, we are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. And let us visualize a precipitation of the will to good, of essential love. It streams now from Ray 2 through Gemini, through the heart of the sun, through Shambhala, through the new, through the hierarchy and the Christ, and into us, the new group of world servers. We consider that the work that we do, this one life and this love of the one soul, that as we stand within this one life and the love of the one soul, we are working out into the world and creating a thought form of solution for world problems. And visualize the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere open up and being irradiated with the light and the love and the power and the will to good. And we say our radiance mantra as we gather the light of Gemini and Ray 2. Radiance, we are in power. We stand forever with our hands outstretched. We link the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. Let us now stand together and lift up our lamps in this darkness of the Kali Yuga. And we see that there is light shed upon the path of seekers, so the way is not so dark. We invite them in this, on this new moon day of Gemini, to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. And let us remember, as we see everyone walking from Pisces to Aquarius, we walk with them and we say, we are messengers of light. We are pilgrims on the way of love, and we do not walk alone. We know ourselves as one with all great souls. We are one with them in service. Their strength is ours. This strength we claim, and our strength in turn is theirs, and this we freely give. We are a soul. We walk on the earth. We represent the one. We know the law, and towards that goal we strive. Nothing shall arrest our progress on the way. Each tiny life within our form responds. Our soul has sounded forth the call, and clearer day by day it sounds. Glamour holds us not. The path of light streams clear ahead, and our plea goes forth to reach the hearts of men. We seek, we try to serve their needs, and we say to them, give us your hands and tread the path with us. We strive towards understanding. Let the wisdom take the place of knowledge in our lives. We strive towards cooperation. Let the master of our lives, the teacher, the soul, and the one we seek to serve, radiate light through us and onto others. Now, everyone, let us be still on this new moon day of Gemini, this day of love, Ritu. And let us be still for a moment before we say our three ohms, so that this meditation and these teachings can settle within us and become part of us. And then we'll say our three ohms together. And now, everyone, let us gather this meditation, this new moonlight of Gemini, great day of love, wisdom. We invite all of heaven, all of earth, all kingdoms to join us in our meditation and in our three ohms today. And these sounds go down into all of humanity. And like the work of the soul, it brings comfort and healing and love to all of humanity. Let us say our three ohms together. And now, everyone, let us gather together. Let us gather this meditation and let it form a protective shield and a direction around us. Let us begin to precipitate down from our new moon meditation in those higher realms of the soul come down into our three-dimensional world. Let us see what our tasks might be on this Monday, the 30th of May, Memorial Day, New Moon Day. And let our meditation also flow forth in gratitude to all those who provided their lives and in service to humanity, for humanity's freedom. Let us see what our tasks are today and complete them with ease and harmony, with beauty, with grace. At the end of the day, reviewing the day, we see that the day was good. And now let us further precipitate down into our three-dimensional world. Let us share with each other any thoughts we've had, any impressions, any pictures, anything that occurred in the meditation. And then also, if we'd like to share anything personal in our daily lives with each other, when we share with each other, we listen, we learn. We anchor the meditation. And love is released when we hear each other's voices. Is there anything anybody would like to share today?
Well, thanks, Risa. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Whenever we do Gemini, I remember doing the kind of reenactment of the Hercules stories at the Brookdale House with the stone circle and the pathway, the golden apples, and Atlas, and yeah, so. That's what I think of when you're reading that story.
That was quite a history. We have quite a history on that land, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna. Would anybody else like to share this morning?
I want to say thank you also. I was just thinking about Gemini when you were reading it and how we know that Gemini is like communication, and usually I think about that as like with others, but I was, what you read made me, or it just said, like the communication between the two selves, like the soul and personality, and for some reason that was standing out to me a lot. I'm just thinking about it, and thank you for meditation.
Hi, Mercy.
Hi.
Yeah, it made me think about that. That part made me think about, that's why Gemini governs the Antakarana, building the bridge, and that, and it makes sense why the whole purpose of the new education is about teaching about the Antakarana and helping people build that bridge between the two selves.
Yeah, really, like, for some reason, makes so much sense today when you said that.
while I was doing our meditation, I remembered when I went to the Theosophical Society camp in the Sierras. And I don't know why I thought that or saw that, but the air was so clear. It was so clean. It was so freeing up there with those beautiful trees, tall trees. And the entire time I was doing the Gemini meditation, I thought about that the freedom in the air, in the clean and clear and beautiful, crystal clear air up there in the Sierras. And I wish that we could be there. I've been studying Zoroastrianism, very interested. Persia, the teacher in Persia is Zoroaster, and 3rd century BC. And he was the first teacher to teach that there was one God. And his symbol was fire. And his symbol was the lighthouse with the fire at the top. That signified God. Does anyone else want to share today?
Say this new moon, I know I've mentioned this before, but this new moon was is pretty much conjunct the United States natal Uranus and the United States ascendant. So I think about that bridge between the personality and the soul of our country. And then, transiting Mars is coming into a trine with the United States North Node.
Did you say that again?
Transiting Mars is approaching a trine with the United States North Node.
What is the North Node?
It's your North Node. Leo.
So Mars is in Aries, right?
Yeah, I think it's for Aries.
The way forward.
And then it's also for our group, this new moon, I think we have transiting Mars, trine our Pluto, and those are two rulers of our ascendant. And the new moon trines our Uranus, the group natal Uranus.
Thank you, Alexis. Would others like to share today?
I
it's always important to figure out how do we apply this new moon to our lives? How do we apply the teachings of how do we apply the teachings of the labors to our lives? How do we apply that? How would we do that? That's a good question, isn't it? How does this labor, how do we apply the understanding of this labor to our lives? Does anybody know? And it's actually a good question each month. How do we apply the labor of Hercules to our lives? I just read a small precis of the story of the Hercules labor, but there's a much deeper level to the story.
Something that stood out to me in that was that service on the path, like you have to stop and do the serve in the moment. He felt like he was delayed, but he stopped and had to do his service. So. What other guy?
In the labor, it says that each labor is a new chance to tread the way. And I think to myself, each day is a new chance to do what is right. Sometimes I fail in doing what I should have done. I did something the other. I chose the wrong way. And then I think to myself, okay, it's a new day, and I can choose to do things right. So as it says that each of the labors reveals a new chance to tread the way. In Gemini, it says, let Hercules unfold the power to search without discouragement, without deception or confusion, without too great a speed. Let perseverance be called upon. And there was a sacred tree, the tree of wisdom, and it grew the apples, the golden apples of the Hesperides. Hesperides is an area of land. I think it's in Turkey. These fruits were sweet. Everyone knew about them. Everyone, all the sons of men who knew themselves to be sons of God, desired these fruits. And Hercules knew about them too. And he sought them because the teacher asked him to find that sacred tree and pick the apples. And Hercules said, tell me how to do it, teacher, and show me the quickest way to do it. Think about that's what Gemini and Aries often do. No, my son, replied the teacher. The way is long. You must prove, and you must do it yourself. And that the tree is guarded well. There are three maidens who cherish the tree and protect the tree. And there's a dragon with 100 heads protecting the maidens. And guard thyself from strength too great, wiles too subtle, not comprehending. Watch well. And there's five chests. And each will afford you wisdom, understanding, skill, and opportunity. And you will, and often though, one fails to recognize these points along the way. But time alone will show you. So he started with confidence because success nor failure held for him a claim. He was sure of himself. He was sure of his wisdom and his strength. He kept asking people, where is it? But no one could guide him on his way because no one knew the place. He wandered from place to place. He eventually became sad and discouraged. So the teacher sent a messenger. And the messenger, in the form of Nereus, he came in various forms with differing words of truth. But Hercules couldn't hear them, couldn't see that he was the messenger. I feel like each person in our lives is Nereus, is a messenger, giving us a level of truth, but we can't hear it. Because when we're on the personality level, we're blind and confused, and we can't recognize the help so subtly given. So Hercules failed, but the teacher said, let him proceed. He went north, south, east, and west. He dreamed of quick success, but nothing was quick. Well, nothing is quick about this search. And Hercules actually said, where lies my fault? And the teacher kept watching and saw Hercules from a great distance. The teacher, gazing from afar, saw all that happened with Hercules, and the great presiding one who sits within the council chamber of the Lord spoke, reporting on the deed. He's passed two tests. There's great danger now. Let him proceed. So he continued on and he had a new courage to search. But he met the great arch deceiver, son of the waters, emotional plane. To bring delusion to the sons of men through the words of seeming wisdom. Perseus claimed to know the truth, and with quickness Hercules believed him. Perseus, the false teacher, said, I am the teacher. To me is given knowledge of the truth and sacrifice, and you are to sacrifice for me. You are to accept the way of life through me. And through no one else, my truth is right. And Hercules believed him. And he stayed with Perseus for a long, long time until all of his strength was sapped. He actually loved and adored Perseus and accepted all that Perseus said, but he became weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker until he was bound to an altar of sacrifice. And he was bound for an entire year, meaning he had no freedom of self. Until one day he realized that Perseus was not the true teacher. He was a false teacher. And he was told to call forth the strength within himself to free himself. And the teacher from afar noted this lack of freedom. And then he noted after a year, the moment of release. And the teacher said, the third grade test is passed. Let him go forward on the way and learn the secret of success. After this, Hercules was chastened, yet he was full of questions. He re-entered his search and wandered far. He wandered for a whole year. Even after his year of laying prone on the altar, and then he saw and heard a cry of distress in the air. He saw vultures circling Prometheus chained to a rock, suffering. And he freed Prometheus and chased the vultures away. And he made his way again, and the teacher again, watching from afar, spoke to his seeking pupil these clear words, the first words spoken to Hercules since he entered the Gemini search. The fourth stage on the way unto the sacred tree is passed. There has been no delay. Do not worry. There is no delay. The rule upon the chosen path which hastens all success is learn to serve. Go slowly and learn to serve. And the presiding one within the council chamber of the Lord remarked, Hercules has done well. Continue with the tests. And he kept searching for the sacred tree. And finally, he was worn out with fear and traveling, and he heard a rumor from a passing pilgrim that near a distant mountain there was a tree. And this was the first statement that led him towards the tree. He turned to his feet to the high mountain of the east, and on a bright and sunny day, he saw the object of his search and hastened his steps. Now I shall touch that sacred tree, he said with joy. I'll surmount the guarding dragon and see the fair maidens and pluck the apples. But again, he was arrested by a sense of deep distress because in front of him was Atlas, staggering beneath the load of the worlds of suffering. His face was lined with suffering. His limbs were filled with pain. His eyes were closed with agony, and he asked no help. He didn't see Hercules. Hercules could see that he was bowed down with pain and the weight of the worlds. And Hercules forgot about his search and the sacred tree and the apples. It all faded from his mind. He only sought to aid the giant and without delay removed the load, lifting it off his shoulders, the shoulders of his brother, onto his own back. And Hercules shouldered the burden of the worlds and closed his eyes and braced himself with effort. But lo and behold, the load rolled off and he stood free, and so did Atlas. And before him stood the giant, and in his hand he held the golden apples. And he offered the golden apples with love to Hercules. And the search was over. And the three sisters held three more golden apples and pressed them into Hercules' hands. And the fair maiden, who is the glory of the setting sun, said to him, placing an apple in his hand, the way to us is always marked by service. Actions and deeds of love are signposts along the way. Then the one, the fair maiden who keeps the gate, which all must pass before they stand alone, before the great presiding one, gave him an apple, and upon its side, inscribed in light, was written the golden word service. Remember this, she said, forget it not. Service, remember this, forget it not. And lastly, the last maiden, the wonder of the evening star, said to him with clarity and with love, go forth and serve and tread the way. And tread the way of all world servers. And then Hercules said, I give back these apples to all those who follow after me. And Hercules returned from whence he came. And before the teacher, Hercules stood and rendered due account of all that had transpired. To him, the teacher gave the word of cheer, and then with pointing finger indicated the fourth gate and said, you are ready for your next task and test, Hercules. Pass through that fourth gate. Capture the doe and enter once again the holy place. And this third labor in the sign of Gemini concerns the active work of the aspirant on the physical plane as he comes to an understanding of himself. And before this active work becomes possible, there must be a cycle of interior thought and longing. There has to be striving after the vision. And this for a very long time before the one on the physical plane really begins the labor of unifying the soul and the body. This is the theme of the labor. It is a physical plane achievement in the work of gaining the golden apples of wisdom that the real test of the sincerity of the aspirant takes place. There is a longing to be good and a deep desire to ascertain the facts of the spiritual life. There are spasmodic efforts of self-discipline at prayer and meditation. And this precedes the real and steady effort. The visionary must become a man of action. One must have constant dedication. Desire has to be carried forward into aspiration. The physical plane is the place where experience is gained, where the causes initiated in the world of mental effort must manifest and achieve objectivity. The mechanism of contact is developed. The five senses open up to the human being new fields of awareness and present fresh spheres of contact and achievement. And it is this place where knowledge is gained, where knowledge must be transmuted into wisdom. Knowledge is the quest of knowledge is the quest of information, while wisdom becomes knowledge of the soul. One must apply knowledge. If we don't apply knowledge, we perish. Understanding is the application of knowledge in the light of wisdom to the problems of life. This is the goal, to apply one's knowledge so it becomes wisdom. In the labor of Gemini, Hercules is faced with the tremendous task of bringing together the two poles of his being, of coordinating, bringing together the soul and the body so that duality gives place to unity and the pairs of opposites are blended. There's so much to learn and ponder and understand in these tasks and these labors. They're so beautiful. Well, everyone, let us end our meditation today on this new moon day of reflection, comprehension, dedication, applying our knowledge, our tools, our knowledge to action in our lives. Let us see that we all hold those golden apples. So let us anchor the light now, everyone. East Coast, Midwest, and West Coast in a triangle of light. Let us step into this triangle. It's our arc from Pisces to Aquarius. We gather all of the kingdoms, all of humanity, the children, to be with us in this arc. We lift it up to join the triangles around the earth. We send love to all the magical livingness around us. This earth is a magical place. It's filled with magic. And we send love to each other.